Track 37.
The Tower of London was built in the 1070s by William the Conqueror, who had invaded England and defeated the English king, Harold. He wanted a strong fortress to consolidate his rule over the English people. The tower was then extended by later kings, including William II, Henry VIII and Edward I, the last two being chiefly responsible for creating the form in which the tower exists today. It has a long and interesting past which places it at the heart of many key events in British history. During the reign of Henry VIII, the tower housed a large number of political and religious prisoners. Many of them were executed. When Henry VIII broke away from the Church of Rome, many of those who opposed this move ended up in the tower, including the second of his six wives, Anne Boleyn, who was also executed here. The tower also played a key part during the English Civil War from 1642 to 1649, when it was fought over by the armies of the King Charles I and his opponents, the Parliamentarians. The enemies of the king gained control of the tower, and the crown jewels, the ceremonial jewellery of the royal family, were destroyed and melted down so the gold and jewels could be sold and the money used for the good of the people. However, after the restoration of the monarchy in 1660, the new king, Charles II, regained control of the tower and it became the home of the new crown jewels, which he had specially made. And here's another fact which may surprise you. It was once home to lions and tigers. As long ago as the 1200s, King John founded the Royal Menagerie for the entertainment of the court. The first creatures were lions, an elephant, and even a polar bear, a gift from the King of Norway. Attached on a lead, the polar bear was allowed to swim and catch fish in the River Thames. The menagerie survived for 600 years, until the mid-1800s, when it was closed and the animals moved to Regent's Park and became the basis of London Zoo, which you can visit today.